Well, one of the pleasures of Christmas time and these services is those who are able to contribute from the fellowship. And I'd like to welcome Lloyd Williams now up the front, who's going to bring us God's word this morning in reading from the Gospel of Luke chapter 2. Thank you, Lloyd.
Today's reading is Luke chapter 2, verse 1 to 20. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went out to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. Whilst they were there, the time came for the baby to be born. And she gave birth to her firstborn son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And while the shepherds, and there were shepherds living out by the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night, an angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David, the Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find the baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angels praising God, saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see the things that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told about them, about this child. And all who heard were amazed at what the shepherds had said to them. But Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, and which were just as they had been told.
Now then, this is a bit I've been looking forward to all week. We're grateful to the boys and girls of the Monday Club who've been practicing now for weeks since half term, the songs and the narration of the Christmas events. So we're going to welcome them up the front now. Take your positions, and we're going to be excited to hear of this Christmas message from you. And thank you again for all your preparation.
Christmas is nearly here!
Hooray!
Christmas is all about Jesus.
To Bethlehem.
Here we go out to Bethlehem.
Bethlehem, to Bethlehem. Here we go up to Bethlehem on a cold and frosty morning. Here we go up to Bethlehem, to Bethlehem, to Bethlehem. Here we go up to Bethlehem on a cold and frosty morning.
When they arrived in Bethlehem, it was very busy with people there to be taxed. The inns were full, but eventually they found a place to stay. A kind innkeeper let them stay in his stables.
Mary laid him into a manger to sleep.
Up on the hillside, there were shepherds looking after their sheep. Suddenly, a bright light shone in the sky. An angel appeared to the shepherds. The angel said,
"Don't be afraid, I bring you good news of. A baby is going to be born. Go at once to Bethlehem." Suddenly, a short angel appeared in the sky and said,
"Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill to all men."
The shepherds left their sheep and hurried to Bethlehem. When they arrived there, they found Mary and Joseph, and Jesus was lying in a manger. Joseph, Mary, and Jesus.
They had seen a bright star in the sky and followed it to Bethlehem. When they saw Jesus, they bowed down and
gave him
of gold, frankincense and myrrh.
Christmas story.
The Father sent the Son to be the Saviour of the world. 1 John chapter 4 verse 14.
I hope you enjoyed that Christmas Lego story video. What I'd like to do now is invite the boys and girls to come and join me up the front, because we're going to have a chat about that video we just saw. And I need your help with some of these things. So if you're, it doesn't matter if you're from Monday Club or visiting, if you're from round about primary school age and under, then do come and join us. And we're going to have a look at some things together now. And it might be worth your while in a little bit as well, I assure you, okay? So, thank you for joining me up the front. Good. Welcome, welcome, welcome. So, Lego and Christmas. This is what I want to chat with you all about this evening, this morning even. And have a little think about what we just saw in the video, but also Lego. Because I was thinking this week how Lego actually reminds me about Christmas. Now, Sam, you might be saying, Lego reminding you of Christmas? Sure. How does that work? Lego remind you of Christmas? Well, bear with me, and maybe by the end you'll be able to agree with me and nod your head and say, actually, yes, Lego does remind me of Christmas too. So I've got three things I want to show you and ask your help with this morning about how they remind me of Christmas. And the first thing I want to show you in my bag here this morning is this here. Does anybody recognise this sort of thing? You might have seen one of these. Yeah? What have we got here?
Lego. Lego bunny.
Lego bunny. And what is it? What is this booklet? Thank you, Sumto. Thank you, too. Instructions. Lego instructions. Now, we need these, don't we, to be able to make our Lego just like the makers intended, to look like they have it on the box. Now, I just want to ask you a question. Now, have any of you been to Legoland, perhaps? Yes? Ooh, yes. Good, good. If you haven't been, then try and get there one day, because it's a great experience. Lots of attractions, lots of rides, lots of shops. Actually, I wanted to share with you one of the places that we love to go, Legoland, when we go there, is one of the most simplest places. And it's a building called, do you recognise it, Timmy? The building called
the Brick.
The Brick. And here it is on the screen. Might look like a normal building, apart from the fact it's shaped a bit like a Lego block. But it's a simple building, in fact, because you walk inside, and what you're greeted with are these long, winding pits that go all the way around in like this wavy circle. And what do you think's in the pits?
Lego!
Thousands upon thousands upon thousands of pieces of Lego. And you can use these Lego to make anything you want for as long as you want. And it's such a great experience. You can just go in there and spend as long as you want. Great when it's raining, it gets packed. And it's really good fun. But one of the snags, if you like, with going into the Brick is that there are no instructions. So it's up to your imagination what you want to make and what you want to build. And that's one of the places I struggle, to be fair, because I lack a bit of imagination. So it's fair to say some of my creations are more on the simple side, I'd say. But it's all good fun. But when you buy a Lego set from the shops, it's always going to come with instructions, which is great. Otherwise, we wouldn't know what block goes where, and we wouldn't be able to make the lovely things they have on the box. It might take us years without it. So we need instructions, and we follow these instructions. And I was thinking of the Christmas story that we just saw there in the video, and I was reminded, actually, that, in fact, we've got people in the story which receive instructions all the time. Mary, to start with, she received instructions, didn't she, from the angel to name her son
Jesus,
because he'd be the saviour of the world. And she called him Jesus. She followed the instructions. There was somebody else. There was Joseph. Joseph had a visit from an angel. Yeah, you, Joseph. And he had instructions too, to take Mary as his wife. Absolutely right. And he did so and took care of her like instructed. Very good. There were some more instructions as well, because there was these
shepherds.
Thank you, shepherds. They had instructions from the angels. And they were told not to be what? Not to be
scared
or afraid. And they weren't afraid, because the angels brought good news of great joy for all people, that Jesus was born into the world. And off they hurried, like you told us in that song, off to Bethlehem and found the Lord Jesus. And there was one more I was thinking of as well, because there were some other people who received instructions. The wise men. And they had special instructions in the form of a star, and they followed the star all the way to the stable and to the Lord Jesus, and they worshipped him, and all they could do, as we said, is kneel in homage. So they followed instructions. See, the Christmas story is full of instructions. Yes, Timmy?
There's a picture of the star they followed up there.
Ah, just the job. Yes, they would have followed the star, and they did. And they followed the instructions, and they found the Lord Jesus. And, you know, God ordered all those things to happen in just the right way, just the right time, so that everything would happen. Has he planned it for us?
Yeah.
Why for us? Well, instructions, I think we can all say, can't we? We find instructions hard to follow sometimes. Maybe when it's following Lego and trying to build Lego and you're getting confused. But also, God's Word, the Bible, shares instructions. It's full of good news, good instructions for us to follow, but we find ourselves tripping up all the time and making mistakes and find instructions difficult to keep up with. But the good news about Christmas and the good news about the Lord Jesus, to share with you all, is that Jesus came and he followed God's instructions perfectly. He didn't make any mistakes. He followed God's plan, even going to the point of dying on the cross for us, as we remember Easter. And it was all for us. He succeeded in it. We can have hope when we fail, when we mess up. We can trust him and know that he followed God's plan for us. What wonderful news Christmas is when we think about all the instructions there is in that story and how Jesus kept God's word, kept God's promises. Good. Well, that was the first thing. So I hope you see where I'm going now. Lego instructions, Christmas instructions. Now, I got another thing I want to share with you. See if you recognize this thing now from my second one. What have I got here?
Super Mario Lego Penguins.
Super Mario Lego Penguins. It's a Lego set. Yeah. Now, I'd hope there'd be some instructions in here, like I've got here. But I want to first draw your attention to the outside of the box, okay? Because I want you to look and tell me, what can you see on this box?
Penguins.
Penguins. But what writing can you see?
A number.
A number. I'm glad you said a number. What is that number?
Seven.
Seven.
7. 4, 3,
0. Oh, no, I'm looking at that seven, actually. The big seven. The 7+. 7+. Now, let's have a think about that number. 7+ a second, okay? 7+. What's that telling us? Are you allowed to do this Lego set if you are 7?
Yes.
Are you allowed to do this Lego set if you are 70?
Yes.
That's a good answer, I think. You can do this Lego set if you're 7 or 70 or anywhere in between. And in fact, you might find it if you're 5 or 6. You might actually be clever enough to do it. Even though it might be quite hard, you might be able to do it.
I remember doing an 8+1 when I wasn't even close to 8.
Well, there we go, see? Lego, you see, is for all ages. Lego is for all ages, okay? You can be any age and make a Lego set. Because, in fact, you might remember that even babies, as soon as they can grab blocks, you've got these big Duplo blocks, haven't they? You've got some downstairs you can put together and start building things with Duplo. And you'll be glad to know that even when you grow up and you think, I've done all the Lego sets I can possibly think of, what am I going to do now? Well, there's Lego sets for adults, you know. Because I've got one on the screen here. Can you see this on the screen? You're going to see now, on the next slide, you've got a Lego set, which for people who are, it says 18+. And guess how many pieces are in this Lego set? I don't think you see it at the bottom. This one is of the Eiffel Tower in France. And it's 10,000 pieces of Lego. That's going to take me years to build if I try that.
I've seen the Eiffel Tower Lego set in a YouTube video.
Did you? Well, maybe it'll be on your Christmas list when you're 18, is it? But that's it. That's an amazing thing, isn't it? And that'll take a long time to build. So if you're thinking you're going to run out of Lego, don't worry. There's going to be Lego for you to do all your life. So Christmas, we're talking about the Christmas story. And I'm thinking about how Lego is for all people of all ages. Well, in fact, the Christmas story, think about Christmas story a second. I mentioned Mary, didn't I, earlier? Now Mary, when she was told that good news by the angel, she was going to bear the Lord Jesus. She was actually very young at the time. But Mary's cousin, Elizabeth, she was told that she was going to have a baby too. If you remember, John the Baptist. John the Baptist. But Elizabeth was actually very old. So the story in Christmas has got the young and the old. Yes, Timmy?
Now, I think what you're trying to say is Christmas is also for all ages.
Christmas is for all ages. I'm going to sit down now. Brilliant. It's not just for all ages, though, because I'm thinking as well, it's for all people, because you've got also the shepherds we talked about. Now, the shepherds, all they did was look after their sheep. They didn't earn a lot of money. We can safely say they were probably quite poor people. All they could bring Lord Jesus was their worship. They worshipped him. But then you add those wise men we looked at. I remember the wise men. I think it's safe to say they were probably quite rich, actually, because what did they bring to the Lord Jesus again? Gifts of?
Gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
They sound very expensive gifts, don't they? So they were quite rich, probably. So Christmas included them, the poor and the rich. And what I'm thinking is that when Christmas, when we think of Christmas and the Lord Jesus come in, he came for all people. All people, whether that's young or old, rich or poor, near or far, happy or sad,
small or big,
whoever we are, Christmas, the good news of Jesus, is for you. It's for all of us. And you know, Jesus, he came to invite us all to him. Okay? Because Jesus himself said, I haven't come to invite the good. I haven't come to invite those who are sinners, those who might find instructions hard to follow. Well, Jesus came for all of us. Because we all find it difficult at times. Wonderful. So you see where we're going? Christmas is for all people. We said Christmas brings instructions, but Jesus followed them completely. And there's one more thing I have to show you. One more thing. Now, before I show you, let's think. Anybody been to Forty Farm? Dinosaur Park, something like that? Yeah, good. Now, I enjoy going to those places, but I'm sure you like going, and you actually like leaving. I bet you like leaving. Why would you like leaving those places? Because you have to go through the gift shop. Yes, Jane knows. Jane knows the struggle. You have to go through the gift shop. They're very clever. And one of those things, you go through the gift shop, you might see something you want to buy. And I bought something that we bought in one of those places. Well, there's two examples here. We bought these things in the gift shop. Can you recognise these? You might see.
I do.
Yeah, they look good, don't they? And you see these, we bought these in one of the gift shops. And what do they look like?
Lego.
They look like Lego, don't they? Are they Lego? The Lego manufacturer might have something to say about that. Because they look like Lego. But you know what? I can't see the Lego logo on the box at all. I can't see any age indicator on it saying 7 plus or 6 plus. And, you know, it doesn't quite look the same. You know, it looks very small, actually. And all the bits are supposed to be in this little envelope. It's very small, and these instructions, they're a bit basic. There's not much instructions here. It's going to take a long time to make this. Yes. So what we're saying is that it looks like Lego, but it's not the real thing. It's not the real thing. And there's a lesson here, isn't it? Because when we try to make this, and I'm speaking from experience, just to give you a heads up. When you try to make this, it's very fiddly. The bits don't fit together quite the same as real Lego. They start falling apart very easily. The instructions are hard to follow. And it's just a more frustrating experience. It's not the same. Okay? There's nothing quite like the real thing. When you get a real Lego set, there's nothing quite like. Look for the logo. There's nothing quite like the real thing. And there's a lesson there for us as we think about the Christmas story again to finish, okay? Those wise men we talked about who travelled all the way from the east, they could have sought an alternative king. They could have sought King Herod, couldn't they? They went to see King Herod, who instructed them to come back to him because he wanted to worship the Lord Jesus too. Spoiler, he didn't really. But they could have worshipped and stuck with King Herod, couldn't they? But these wise men were wise for a reason. Okay? Because they instead sought baby King Jesus. And they found him and they worshipped him. Born in a stable in Bethlehem, yet King of all the world. What wonderful good news. And that's a helpful lesson for us as we reflect on the Christmas story together this morning. There are many distractions, if you like, at Christmas time. that might take our attention. And we should enjoy a lot of these things that we see. Maybe decorations. We walk through the shops, we'll see decorations. We'll see lots of lovely food, the turkeys, the pigs in blankets, the chocolate. There's lots of things, and we should enjoy them because they're God's good gifts to us. And we should enjoy these things at Christmas. But I want you to remember, as you look at this box we've thought of this morning, nothing really compares to the real thing. And the real thing this morning that we're talking about is all about the Lord Jesus. The Lord Jesus. Because we like to say, don't we, that Jesus is the reason for the season. And that's such a true saying, because Jesus is the reason for Christmas. He literally puts the Christ into Christmas. Without Jesus, we don't have a reason to celebrate like we do now. So I want you to remember that this Christmas, that Jesus came for us, and he is the reason we celebrate and enjoy this season. So enjoy everything that goes with it. But most of all, celebrate the Lord Jesus this Christmas, that he came for you this Christmas. And just to bring it all together as we wrap these things up, just remember that when you maybe get a Lego set this Christmas, or maybe you build one that you've had waiting on a shelf for ages and ages, remember, as you start to build it, and you look at the box, you see, oh, I'm allowed to do this, a 7+. Remember, Christmas is for everyone. Whatever your age this morning, Jesus came for you. Nobody is excluded from Christmas. Everybody is included by the Lord Jesus. And remember those instructions? When you take them out of the box and start to build, have a look and reflect that, yes, there's lots of instructions in the Bible, and I do find them hard to follow, but the Lord Jesus, he came and he followed them all perfectly for us, so we can trust and have hope in him. And when you look at your finished product and you're admiring your work, be able to think and think, yes, I'm glad I had the real thing. And I'm glad the Lord Jesus is the real thing. He is the reason for this season. And we can enjoy and find hope and peace and trust in him this Christmas. May that be the truth for all of us this year and this Christmas season. Okay, so let's just say a prayer as we reflect on these things together. Let's pray. Dear God, we thank you for this invitation to be part of your family this Christmas time. We thank you for the fun and creativity of gifts such as Lego, and for the way it can remind us of this Christmas story. We thank you for the instructions and guidance as you guided Mary and Joseph and the shepherds and the wise men. Help us to be able to listen for your voice and to follow your instructions and plan for your lives this Christmas time. And thank you that Christmas is for everyone. Young and old, rich and poor, near and far, all are included because Jesus came for each and every one of us, no matter who we are or what we've done. And help us remember that nothing compares to the real thing, your love for us in the Lord Jesus. As we enjoy the gifts and the food and the fun of Christmas, may we never forget that Jesus, he is the greatest gift of all. And fill our hearts with that hope and peace and joy this Christmas time. Help us to share your love with others in our homes, in our church, and in this community. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.